You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns tickets are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. For Browns football, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Football Tuesday. And your calls, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0851. I hear from you. You also can tweet us, you know that, at Browns underscore daily, at VICCARUCCI. So many of you do that. And, of course, at NATHANZEGURA. So many, many more of you do that. So it's nice to hear from you, interact with you. All hours and It's pretty much a 24-hour process. And have you noticed, I know I've seen your followers increasing incredibly by the
Thanks
day
to
here.
CBD.
And CBD. And after that, it's funny, after that win in the week, after that, a lot of the numbers have gone up as well. And I see it. I see everybody, and including the Browns Daily, our Twitter site. But that's what happens. The rising tide lifts all boats. So
it's yeah,
right?
Sure does.
Gary in a truck wants to join us now. Hey, Gary.
How you doing, Nathan?
Good. How you doing, Gary?
Good. Listen, just two things. One's a point, one's a question. My first question would be, who would you, the two of you, just pick to start on Sunday's game if it were your decision? That's number one. And my comment is, I thought I heard last week, I don't know if it was you guys, but it was definitely on the station because that's all I listened to, was the Browns would have to play a perfect game to beat the Vikings. And, buddy, we played far from a perfect game, even though I'm thrilled with the victory. We had three picks. We had virtually it was perfect as far as penalties go, but it was not a perfect game. Your comment on that, if you will, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know that either of us said perfect game for the Vikings. I would have said it for the Ravens game, but not for that one. And I don't know that you did. I'm pretty sure we didn't say
that.
No,
I felt like they could win that game from day one and still felt it.
I mean, we didn't. I mean, I don't know how good I felt about it after.
Not as optimistic as
we were. A lot of changes.
Sure.
It was a different week, but we did have that down as an early win. Brian Hoyer would be my pick. I think you stay with as hot a hand as you could say, and as our caller just said, wasn't a perfect game. His three picks, but he did enough. Not only did he do enough, he did what he was expected to do in his first NFL start, to the pacing of it all, and the not just this. I know there's been a lot of emphasis on how quickly he got the ball out of his hands, and that's important, but it's where the ball went too. There was more accuracy than not, and catchable ball. And that's another important thing, to allow players to get more yards after the catch. Rob Jasinski talked about that yesterday.
Key.
Yeah, all those are key. Is there any doubt in your mind that you would go with him?
No, and I'll say this, though. I do feel badly for Brandon Whedon that he did not get to play with Josh Gordon. I would also start Brian Hoyer. He won the game at the end of the game with a great throw. I would give him the start. Let me ask you this, though. Let's say he goes against Cincinnati, who, by the way, has been one of the best pass defenses in the entire National Football League. 14 straight games without a 300-yard passer. That's the best in the NFL. Just pretty much had their way with Aaron Rodgers in the passing attack of the Green Bay Packers, which is a very impressive thing.
Right.
If Brian Hoyer struggles, then are you looking at going back to Brandon Whedon? Or in your mind, Vic, is Brian Hoyer the starting quarterback for the rest of the year, period, for the Cleveland Browns?
I don't think they have that. What's the word I'm going to say? That luxury to say that, yeah, we'll just ride it out with Brian Hoyer. I think you've got to. I think the quarterback position is truly as wide open as Rob Jasinski said it was in August. He said in training camp this was close, right? A lot of us rolled our eyes. We were rolling our eyes on the show. You didn't see us roll our eyes.
I was in Los Angeles, and I rolled
You were rolling your eyes all the way from L.A. when that discussion
came
up. That's exactly right. Gerard and Sherry and I were rolling our eyes. So, no, I think you – but it is. It's close enough that you go – you got to go week by week to see what you have. If indeed Hoyer, and it's quite possible it goes backwards for him, but I think there's enough evidence to see what he's got, see what a home start is. I still think his processing, his understanding of the offense, all the mental stuff that is translated well to the physical stuff works for him and for this offense. Bob in Strongsville with us now. Hey, Bob.
Hey guys, great show. I always love to hear you on the air.
Thank you.
As everything goes, you know, everything always seems to gravitate back to quarterbacks.
Yep.
And, you know, I am so hoping that Brian Hoyer is the guy and can do it. Because in looking at the crop of quarterbacks that are coming out of college this year, though it may be deep, I just don't see anybody out there that has that wow factor. I don't see an Andrew Luck. I don't see a Peyton Manning. You know, I'm just very uncomfortable with it. And I would like to know your take on it. I appreciate it. Guys, take care.
Thank Bye-bye. You. All right, I think this. If you look at the quarterback crop, if anybody was playing lights out right now, if the quarterback crop were off the hook, off the charts, and a lot of people get very excited, Teddy Bridgewater, the usual suspects, Johnny Football, on and on, we know the names, but even if you have that, you still have a tremendous unknown. You still have a huge right. unknown. Is in terms of what these guys will be as NFL players. So it's right to be cautious about that. Sure, you'll trust your scouting, but if you go into this with the idea that this is all about figuring out who from this this quarterback class is going to be that next guy for you, again, Brett Hundley, Marcus Mariota, Kevin Hogan, go down the list of players that are everybody's that are on the tips of everyone's tongues as they talk about college players. First of all, that's going to look a lot different in in September. That's right. Going to look a lot different it'll look a lot different at the end of October, let alone November. You get toward the end of November and maybe things will crystallize, maybe not. There's still going to be enough questions in my mind that you obviously have to look at your team and see what you have by then.
And I also think it's starting to change a little bit, whereas at one point it seemed that it was Bridgewater or bust, and now it seems like there are quite a few quarterbacks who have what it takes to be good at the next level. There is no Andrew Luck in this draft.
No.
There is nobody like that.
No RG3.
No RG3. Some people have compared Bridgewater. Dane Brugler, who I respect very much, has compared Bridgewater to a taller Russell Wilson, but smart, accurate, takes care of the football, good placement on his throws. But, Russell Wilson was a third-round pick as well. So I don't know that there's anybody of that level here. But there are, I think some quarterbacks, certainly with the opportunity to develop into very good starters. I mean, Ryan Tannehill wasn't Andrew Luck either, and he's now 3-0 here in his second season and threw a game-winning touchdown against the Falcons and has played very, very well. In fact, beat Andrew Luck. So I think that there are going to be some quarterbacks, but I don't think there's anybody where the Browns are going to have the number one overall pick to make sure they get the Messiah. I don't think there's a Messiah in this draft.
There is.
At least that's the sense right now.
And honestly, last year, as much as everyone had the conviction about Andrew Luck as the top guy and RG3 and a couple of people maybe flip-flop those, I still say that you went into that still holding your breath to see what the hell you had.
Sure.
You don't know until they play. You don't know.
Right. That's why they play the games.
Solomon Wilcox from CBS Sports will be joining us. He was on the call for CBS's TV coverage of Sunday's game. He was in Minnesota. I know he's got some definite, strong opinions and thoughts about this Browns team that he has studied, that he knows quite well. We want to hear his take on this Browns team after its first victory. That's coming up on a Tuesday edition, Football Tuesday edition of CBD. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zaguri, you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.